What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Good, the Bad and the Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 9th of September. Wednesday, the 9th of September's news coming at you from me on the Good, the Bad and the Stupid podcast. If you haven't been here before, there's news. There's YouTube videos as well as the podcast that you're listening on. And you can find them on YouTube, obviously. There's mini videos. Anyway, people who have already listened to this are getting bored of me saying that, so just check it out. And what's it called? Tell other people so I don't have to, at the very least. Anyway, what's going on in the world? An 80-year-old hiker went missing for 3 days. He went walking in the moors. No, where was it? He went walking in the mountains, and he went missing. And he disappeared for 3 days, and they was going to call off the search for him because he got separated from somebody in the fog. And He got lost, and they didn't find him for 3 days. And they gave a press conference to see if anybody could help find him. And it was the last chance calf of them going out looking for him again, apparently. And he turned up to his own press conference. He walked up, rolled up. He'd been found already, and he turned up at his own press conference and gave a big fucking surprise. That's pretty much what it was. And he had a bit of a bandage around his head. But he's 80 year old, so everybody's getting on their, everyone's panicking because he's 80. But he had a tent with him, and he said he just set up his tent for a few days. He said all it was a bit short of food. So he was almost turning into Rambo. He probably he had a bandage around his head where he's like cut his head. He's probably got a hog roast going round on a Spitfire. He was all right. He looked like he was in good spirits. So he turned up to his own press conference. That's not as bad as the person who turned up to their own funeral I saw in another city. That was another country. It might be Mexico or somewhere. Somebody turned up to their own funeral. they got it wrong, the person that had died. And this person turned up, not knowing that it was their funeral as well. So they've turned up, what's going on, and like, who is it, and whatever. And it was them. And fucking, I bet that nearly killed half the congregation. So check people. You can't just rock up. You should have let, it's funny. I think it's hilarious. But you're likely to kill somebody else with your surprise. It's like that big birthday thing. When people hide in the house and somebody comes home and it's their birthday and everybody jumps up and goes surprise. But then, it depends on the situation, how they're walking in. Are they meant to be walking in without the girlfriend on their arm that they've got, or whatever else, or any other kind of shit circumstances that they might be found in. So yeah, anyway, good for him. 80-year-old Rambo saved himself. Didn't need all the helicopters. I don't know if he didn't even speak about the helicopters. He did the bang on the head. Obviously, didn't notice all the helicopters flying overhead, and only if they were dropping bananas and stuff like food, just in case. What was that? Was that Bill Hicks who said that about shooting bananas, about all the war that we've got in the world, and all these weapons and stuff? So that's Scud missiles. Why don't they use them to shoot bananas at poor people? And anyway, he said it better than I did, but it's his joke. So anyway, let's move on to the footy fan who once revealed that a bloke with this is. I can't even get my words out on this one. The bloke with a tiny penis is jailed for footy thuggery. He's a micro. They're calling him the micro knobyob. And basically, he was kicking off down a football match. And the main thing that they're mentioning is he's got a 3.5-inch penis when he wrecked. And so you can't. They're not naming. They are naming and shaming him, but it's not the first thing. He's gone out and been a football hooligan, and then the word of mouth has got around, and so they put that in the paper. Well, anyway, regardless, you've only got a 3.5-inch penis. He's already come out on some TV program talking about it in the past, so he obviously isn't shy anyway. He's one of them ones who joined that fucking dating site that I talked about a while ago. Dating site, Dinky Lovers or something it's called. And the better women are fucking, and women apparently are all over it. So, it's almost worth getting on there and lying and pretending you've got like one, and then they wouldn't be disappointed anyway, would they? But anyway, this guy's, I was going to say he's loud and proud. He's not loud and proud. He's like fucking, he's short and proud. And he's also a fucking hooligan and a pisshead. So anyway, I bet he must be like down to football. That's the worst place for people to know that. They've got to be singing that at him, haven't they? Especially if like the opposite team, if they know he's there, they'll be singing it and taking the piss out of him. I'd like to hear that song. If anybody knows it, send it in on the Jungle Drums. What's it called? The Taking the No Direction Waxworks out of Madame Two Swords. What the fuck were they doing in there in the first place? Is my my answer to that. One Direction, the star power has waned, so the Madame Two Swords have taken them out. But I never even knew there was one. They do look a bit like them. They look like cartoon characters of them, really. But, you know, I guess it's for the girls, isn't it? They all want to go up and kiss it, like they fucking did with the Ollie Mers one. I mean, the sooner they turn into candles that smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina, the better. Not for my purpose. That's somebody's got to do something with the wax, and Gwyneth Paltrow seems to be selling a lot of those. So maybe they could do something with that. Maybe they could do like one that smells like One Direction's penises or something like that. They'll sell out. They're still popular with they've still got loads of fans, haven't they? They sold 70 million records. Seriously. There's 70 million people who don't have a fucking clue about music. That means I can fucking make a song tomorrow, and there's probably people out there that would buy it. Maybe I'll just start singing, maybe a podcast just for my songs, my own collection of songs, and see if I can get people to pay-per-view to watch it or listen to it. 70 million, even if they had a pound each off that, they're already minted, aren't they? They're minted, they got like something like £50 million each, ridiculous amounts of money. Money comes to money, like Ronaldo's being given he's been paid £1 million, over £1 million. Not that he needs it to go on to an advert. Price comparison advert. They're paying him £1 million. I just wouldn't do it. If I was fucking rich, well, I don't know, would I? It's just, you don't need to do it. He's making money. He's got money coming in and over. He's got that much money in the bank that he probably makes that in a week anyway. So to go on a shit fucking advert and make a fucking, you know, corporate advert. But then, you know, when money, that's like fucking chump. That's just extra pocket money for a minute, but I don't get it. I think just fucking making money on the side, you're already famous. You don't fucking need to do stupid things. Tell that to Gary Lineker with his crisps. But anyway, and then you got J.K. Rowling. What did I see with J.K. Rowling? Making something like, on her first book, she made £1,500 a word. £1,500 per word. On each on the first book, I don't know what that adds up to. 76,944 words, raked in a massive £120 million. So there you go. I might write a book as well. Even though that was meant to be a good book, I'm not really into Harry Potter, but it was meant to be a good book. But I know even if you find the first copy, if you ever find the first copy, first edition of the first book, fucking put it in the auction because it's worth about £50,000, £25,000 to £50,000, even if it's not signed. If it's signed, even more. So there's fucking money around that. And it's mad because Ed Sheeran's put in. Ed Sheeran's sold one of his first demo tapes and sold at auction. £50 million. In one paper it said £50 million. In the other paper it said £61 million. I'll be going with the paper, even though £50 million is more than enough. I'll take the £61 million out of the other paper. But it's just a demo of his songs. I'm sorry, £50 million, I could do a lot more. Sorry, £50,000, beg your pardon. £50,000 or £61,000. I can do a lot more with £50,000 than fucking buying Ed Sheeran's demo CD. That guy's obviously thinking ahead to what it might be worth when Sheeran's dead or something, or fucking way, way in the future. But he ain't no Beatles, is he? He's a good songwriter, don't get me wrong, but come on, that's fucking somebody's chancing their arm there. But 50,000, and then there's another thing at an auction in America. The first Godfather script, one draft of the first Godfather script is on sale at one of the auctions, and they're thinking he might get about $3,500. That's fuck all. That is worth, surely worth a lot more than what you know, Ed Sheeran's fucking demo tape would be. But there you go, like down to taste or down to, I guess, film over music. But film memorabilia is normally fucking hitting high numbers. Maybe it was just going to go way, way, way above. But maybe I'll check it out and see where it goes. But anything to do with the Godfathers is big money. Speaking of which, a Mafia Godfather. I didn't put these in any order, but it just happened to be that a Mafia Godfather bit off a guard's finger and swallowed it during a prison bust-up. So he was having it off with the... He was getting pissed off with them coming into his cell and inspecting his cell. So he bit his finger off. Fucking, that is like... That's a Godfather that, like, don't just pass down the orders. He's the one who fucking deals with it himself. That's moody, that is. And I bet the guard can't say shit to that because he's just going to get bummed off if he does. He swallowed it as well. I'd be like, you want to get some, what's it called? Laxatives in him, ASAP, and get that finger out before it digests. So you can at least, imagine that, putting it back on, sewing it back on. It's been come out of a fucking, the Godfather's arse. Now, you can make a film about that, the Godfather's arse. And it's all about the time when the Mafia Godfather bit off a guard's finger, swallowed it. And the whole film is about him trying to get the finger back out of the Godfather's arse. You can have that one. Tell your friends that one. That's a good joke. Surely that one's got to be passed around off this podcast. The Godfather's arse. That one, that script is going to make more than... Even that script would make more than 3,500 at an auction. And it's only just been fucking wrote. It hasn't been wrote. It's been wrote in my head. It hasn't been put down on paper. But that is... I've just gave you the storyline. What's it called? Where are we going? I've lost my place. Oh, Joss Stone has got a podcast. Nowhere near as good as this, of course. 10 times more listeners, of course. But she's talking about... She said something about she'd like to have her... greet a Taliban leader and say, nice to meet you. If the Taliban leader would say nice to meet you too, the Taliban leader would probably say I'd like to have sex with you, and then I'd like to fucking chop your head off because you're a Westerner, because I'm not a very nice guy. But she's got she said that love conquers all, and love will overcome, but not necessarily when you're faced in front of somebody from that kind of conditioning. I mean, take some to fucking break that condition. The Taliban leader and say, I love you. He's just fucking murdered loads of people for wanting to love, I imagine, or for wanting, especially for wanting to listen to music. They ain't big on music, are they, the Taliban? They ain't big on fucking music. They ain't big on any kind of enjoying yourself. I tell you what, they want to fucking learn to love. They want to put some magic mushrooms. The magic mushrooms grow over there. I know the poppies do. They want to put some of that shit in their fucking Taliban tea and get them feeling something, and they're going, oh, hang on, start plucking flowers out of the sky, feeling like they're, you know, they're in love at Woodstock, when they're really, they're in a desert in Afghanistan, sitting in a fucking pile of rubble that they've created. So, yeah, let's get the mushrooms, let's fucking start shooting, stop sending bombs over, let's set minefields of mushroom clouds, so when they step on them, it sends a load of magic mushrooms up the nose. And let's see if we can get them doing the conga around the desert. Right, coming to the end. Speaking of mushrooms, apparently they're making clothes. A lot of us are going to be making clothes out of mushrooms. Where have I put that? They're changing. They're going to be making clothes, leather, all that kind of stuff. A lot of it out of mushrooms. So because of... that's a good way of dealing with climate change and stuff, isn't it? That's good. You can get a toadstool hat. That'd be a good one. You wouldn't even need to do that. You just need to grow a massive toadstool, tuck the centre bit out, put a strap under the bottom, and there it is. That's it. Toadstool hat. You look like you're on Mario Brothers, or you look like you're on Magic Mushrooms anyway. Because it won't look too fucking clever. But yeah, I've seen it. I've seen some leather made out of mushrooms. It's good. That's the way it's going. Good, it's good to show that you don't need to use animals for fucking everything. You can use, there is alternatives. It's just, we're used to using animals for everything, unfortunately. Unfortunately for the animals. Right, last one I'm going to do, which I haven't even got one to do. Where's it gone? Right, here we go. Last one. Almost a third of us hide purchases, including sex toys, from our partners. Well, shoppers also conceal booze, porn, and in one case, a new house. I can handle the new house. That is basically because the guy's on his way off. He's off. That's why he's hiding in the new house. Or he's got a fucking mistress. Or he's playing, you know, that's his party house. I'd like to have that kind of money that I can hide a house from somebody. But otherwise, hiding your sex toys, that's going to be fun when they find it. They'll be like, aye. I wonder if they get jealous that you're being cheated on, but with a sex toy. Is that a cause for jealousy? Depends on the size and the colour of it, I imagine. Or, you know, whether it's if you're in the micro situation and that one's in the macro situation and the black row, a big black dildo, for instance, or a Mexican one, or what else? What other kind of Mexican one would be a dildo with a moustache on it? If we're going to start stereotyping our dildos, what else could we have? An Eskimo dildo? What would that one have? That one would have fuck knows, a fish hook underneath it, and it can grab around. I don't know, what would the fish hook do? What would the Eskimo one do? No, it would just have a big woolly hat on it. We'll have that. We'll have a big furry hat on the top of the Eskimo one. I can't think of any more. You're going to have to leave it there. You have to think of your own. An Indian one? What would an Indian dildo look like? An Indian one would be all bendy. Be doing yoga positions. You could bend it into any position that you like and then use it from that. It'd be called the yoga dildo. There you go. There's another idea. My idea. If anybody's out there, remember, I've got intellectual property rights and anything that I say on this podcast, and the yoga dildo is my idea. Right, I'm going to leave it there. And that's saucy thought. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.